Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Hamplex Master Plan goes to city and county. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A proposed budget and tax plan to construct a new indoor rodeo facility at Camplex, along with other campus renovations, has been submitted to the Gillette City Council and Campbell County Commissioners. The decision now rests with these entities regarding whether to include these upgrades on an upcoming ballot. The Gillette News Record reported during their Thursday night session, the Campbell County Public Land Board, responsible for Camplex oversight, endorsed a resolution formally urging the city and county, the project's funding bodies, to place the approximately $207.8 million initiative on the 2024 election ballot. This move aims to enable public voting on implementing a potential 1% tax to finance the project. This request emerges following a comprehensive year-long master planning phase that culminated in a $275 million blueprint outlining Camplex trajectory for the upcoming decades. Land board members pared down the initial project size and cost while keeping it within the scope needed to gain a long-term contract to host the National High School Finals Rodeo. The board's decision cemented their last month's agreement and transfers the subsequent phase of decision-making to the city and county. For the proposal to reach an election ballot as either a special tax or a capital facilities tax, commissioners must initially endorse a resolution to include the proposition on the ballot. Subsequently, it necessitates at least one of either the City of Gillette or Town of Wright to adopt a comparable resolution to secure its placement on the ballot. Department of Workforce Services announces WyomingAtWork.com downtime during major redesign and move to new domain. The Department of Workforce Services online job board, WyomingAtWork.com, has undergone a major redesign and will move to a new domain on December 29, 2023, according to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services. The upgrades are designed to improve user experience and site performance with new features for job seekers and employers alike. HireYO.com brings a more straightforward initiative interface that will include a training section with life skills, professional development, and industry exploration modules. Job seekers will also have the ability to create an e-portfolio, which will have individualized links to share with potential employers. In the e-portfolio, job seekers can include resumes, transcripts, letters of recommendation, awards, and more. Employers will be able to gain access to industry data, easily find labor market information, post job openings, and search quality job applicants for their businesses. There will be a planned outage that will occur starting at 5 p.m. on Thursday, December 21st, and will last until the new platform launches on December 29th. The Department of Workforce Services recommends users download or copy any essential data from WyomingAtWork.com prior to the planned outage. To minimize disruption or delay during the migration process and to ensure a seamless transition, the Department of Workforce Services asks all users, whether employer or individual, to log into their WyomingAtWork.com account prior to December 21st and ensure that valid phone numbers and emails are listed. For more information about the outage, contact Aaron Turbitt at 307-777-6513. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.